Luke chapter 24, verse 6. Only the first part of that verse. This is the reading of God's word. He is not here, but he has risen. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant us an ear to hear your word so that we may truly hear. And our faith will grow and we will be more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Through your word, let us see what our Lord has done, what he has accomplished for us. And through your word, let us have that sweet fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And let us rejoice as we hear the gospel. And Father, we pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory. We thank you and we love you, God. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we have seen the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ through verses 1 through 12. Then last time, we have seen how the whole Bible teaches us the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the Old Testament. Today, we want to see, though briefly, the meaning of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 24, verse 6a, he is not here, but he has risen. So what is the meaning of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ to us? Well, just like a new dawn of a new day, as the dark night has passed and the daybreak comes, as the sun slowly conquers the darkness and the new morning comes, the eternal Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of this world, resurrects from the dead. The dark world full of sin passes, and the new morning of the new era, the dawn of heaven, the sweet morning of heaven awakes. The new morning of the messianic kingdom. The morning of the eternal world where there is no darkness, where there is no night, begins. The new morning in which all the sinners who are united to their Lord Jesus Christ, who were the slaves of sin, who were the slaves of this world, who were the slaves of Satan, are resurrected together with Jesus Christ. The morning of the glorious eternal kingdom is breaking. The whole world is turned upside down. The death turns to eternal life. The sadness and the sorrow become the eternal joy and happiness. The curse and the judgment turn to the eternal blessings. The groaning and the cry of pain become the praise. The beautiful flowers are blossoming in once dry land, to borrow the language of the Old Testament. The beautiful flowers are blooming. The exuberant trees are covering the whole mountain. The dry streams become the overflowing rivers. The lacking and the insufficiency become the abundance. The dawn of the new eternal morning of the kingdom of God breaks. That is what is happening as our Lord resurrects from the dead. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17b, the old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Thus, we cannot any longer judge, think, speak, or act according to this world. The new morning of the salvation of our God has come. Psalm 57, verse 8, awake, my glory, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. Revelation 21, verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. Revelation 21, verse 5a, and he who sits on the throne and throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Isaiah 65, verse 17, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. Simply put, heaven comes. First spiritually, then when Jesus comes back, will be visibly consummated. See, you and I have become the citizens of this glorious new world. And in it, we will praise our God forever with the new songs of praise. You and I have become the people of God who are the members of the new covenant of God. You and I are the new creation. The old self has died and we have been recreated as a new self. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Ephesians 4, verse 24, and put on the new self, which is the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. You see, you and I cannot live our lives any longer as the old self. You and I cannot live as if Jesus has never been resurrected from the dead. You have to understand, when he was resurrected from the dead, everything has changed for us. Even though with physical eyes, well, it seemed like nothing has been changed, but the Bible clearly teaches us all things have changed. We cannot go back to the old. The new Exodus has been accomplished. The true Exodus, Exodus from this world, the Exodus from death. See, we cannot go back to Egypt. We cannot go back to this world. We cannot go back to death. You and I have died to this world with Jesus Christ, and we have been resurrected with Christ to God and to his kingdom. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, this is our present eternal spiritual heavenly reality that has been already accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, we cannot see it, but when he returns, it will be visibly consummated. Jesus' resurrection speaks to us that we cannot no longer see, speak, think, and act according to this world. That's what Jesus' resurrection witnesses, that reality. And this is what the gospel is all about. Jesus came as a man and bore our sins and died from the cross. But now we read in our passage, Luke 24, verse 6, he is not here, but he has risen. The Old Testament told us that he will come and accomplish the salvation of his people. And he did come and accomplish our salvation exactly according to his word. And now he is resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven and will come again to gather all of his people into heaven. And in heaven, we will be with him forever and ever. We will live with him in this sweet fellowship of heaven. You understand now that Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our salvation. He is our boast, our life, our glory, our desire, our joy, our King, our eternal husband, our friend, our brother, our head, our Lord, our meaning and our motivation, our purpose. He is our God. We are the fragrance of Jesus Christ, and we are the letter of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3b, you are a letter of Christ. See, when the world sees us, they read the gospel. And when they smell the fragrance of Jesus Christ through us. See, this is how we must live. We are to witness the gospel through our lives. We witness the reality of our eternal salvation. That's the meaning of our Lord's resurrection. But what else does it mean to us? Well, 1 Corinthians 15:14 says, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, and your faith also is vain. And 1 Corinthians 15:15a, moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God because we testify against God that He raised Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:17 and 19, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. And if we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. And by His resurrection, He witnessed to us that He is God. He was declared that He is the Son of God. Romans chapter 1 verse 4, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. His resurrection clearly showed us that He is without sin and that He is holy and righteous. And His resurrection also witnessed to us that all that He has done for us, our God the Father has received all of them and acknowledged and approved all of them. Thus, it also witnesses to us that all the penalties of our sins are completely paid for and all our sins are forgiven. It also teaches us that we have been resurrected with Christ spiritually already. And of course, the physical resurrection will be at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23. There's an order in resurrection, but each in his own order, Christ, the first fruit, after that, those who are Christ's in his coming. So when you see Christ being resurrected from the dead, you will know that our resurrection will follow. But spiritually, it has been already happened. But the physical consummation, we have to wait. And His resurrection also witnesses that there is this heavenly life, the eternal resurrected life. And that's the life that we are living, even as we live here on earth. Yeah, this life is hidden to this world. But Bible clearly teaches us. And His resurrection shows us that there is a heaven. Because that's where he is. That's where he went. It shows us that there is an eternal place where all the resurrected people will go. That there is a place in which we will dwell with our Lord forever and ever. The new creation has happened. But nobody realized it. Nobody saw it. But we see it through his word. All this means that once again, we cannot go back to the life that belongs to this world. We cannot live as if we don't believe in his resurrection. I'm skipping a couple paragraphs. Just like what we read in Luke 24, verse 11, like a couple Sundays ago. But these words, meaning this woman, they came to the disciples and say, Jesus is risen. But these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. We cannot live like this. We cannot live like Mary, whom we see in the book of John. She just cried outside of Jesus' tomb, looking for the dead body of Jesus. See, Jesus has been resurrected from the dead. He is not here, but he has risen. And we must rejoice and not cry. Actually, there is no reason for crying, and yet so many times, because we do not know the truth, all we do is cry. This Mary, even though Jesus is resurrected, he's not in the tomb, and yet she cries, looking for dead Jesus. Do you see yourselves in her? I do many times. It's because we do not know the truth and we don't believe the truth. There's no reason for any of us to cry. There is no despair for Christians. Why? Jesus Christ, our Lord, has entered into that sadness and death instead of us, in our places, and he came out victorious over death. He has changed our sadness into joy, and he has changed death into eternal life. The tomb that is filled with stench of death is now changed into the gate of heaven for us. It is where our Lord gathers his people into his eternal kingdom. Death has no reign over us anymore. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. Death is not something that we fear anymore. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Do you see what has changed? Even death is gain. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? God gives us the victory over death, and God causes us to look at the glory that is beyond the grave. And our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to teach us to grow, cause our faith to grow. And that story we will see from verse 13 of this chapter. There's about seven more sermons to go. It has been like 180 sermons almost. But we'll come to the end. Romans chapter 1, 4. Jesus, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. See, Jesus was declared the Son of God by His resurrection. Well then, you and I have been also resurrected with Christ. Ephesians 2:5a, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. And this is past tense. He's not saying you will be alive, but it already happened. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. So, you see what you see in Christ and apply it to yourself. He was declared as a Son of God because of His resurrection. All this tells us that you and I are also declared the sons of God. This is why the Bible tells us we are sons of God. Because you and I have been resurrected from the dead. Thus, the resurrected Lord says in John 20, verse 17, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. God the Father is not just the Father of Jesus Christ, is your Father also. That makes you sons of God. And Jesus calls us His brothers. Thus, with Christ, we are all the sons of God. My Father, your Father. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For both He who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praises. You and I are now living as the sons of God. And in heaven, we will serve and worship our God as His sons forever and ever. And if we are already resurrected with Christ, and Bible clearly teaches us that, if that is so, God says, Colossians 3, verse 1 through 3, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. If you have been raised up with Christ, Bible says, keep seeking the things of heaven. Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek first His kingdom, meaning heaven, and righteousness, His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, meaning we seek heaven and the righteous life of heaven. And God told us that if we do that, then He will provide all things that we need to live our lives. This is why He says, Matthew 6, 31, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? But we just don't trust Him. and we are greedy. We want so much of things of this world. And nothing wrong with you making a lot of money. It's just how you spend it, that's where the problem comes. Brothers and sisters, this is what his resurrection means to us. And not to do these things is to reject our resurrection in him, and to reject our resurrection is to reject Jesus' resurrection. People just live as if nothing happened, that he never raised from the dead. And because of his resurrection, the new creation has accomplished. People live as if all those things did not happen, even though they say they're the believers. So many church people live just like the non-believers out there. But that's not what God shows us through his word, how Christians must live. You and I, right now, as we worship, we are meeting our Lord Jesus Christ, who has been resurrected from the dead. This is what the Bible teaches us. Just because you don't see him, you don't see heaven. You sit there and worship as if all those things are just imagination. And what you see with your physical eyes, this is only the reality that you see. We are the believers. We believe what the Bible tells us. And you are the witnesses to this reality. You know, people laugh at Christianity because how Christians live. We live as if all these things are not true. We cannot do that. We have to live by faith. Even as we worship, we are meeting our Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says, you have come to heavenly Jerusalem, God said. You and I, we're not looking for dead Christ. We did not come to grave to look for him. No, we have come to heavenly Jerusalem, and you and I are meeting our resurrected Lord in heaven. Realize and believe that there is no reason for us to cry anymore. Because God says he dries all our tears from our eyes. Again, you have to believe it. And there is nothing to fear. Rejoice and be glad. Meet your resurrected Lord and have a sweet fellowship with God and worship him now and forever. Do you see it? How he changed everything. He even changed death as something gain. It's good. This is what resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ means to us. And I pray that you would believe all these things and you live by faith. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you that 2,000 years ago, when your Son, Jesus Christ, died on that cross, that we died with him, and when he was resurrected from the dead, we were also resurrected from the dead in him. And the new creation has begun. Heaven has begun. So, Father, let us truly understand from your word what has happened long time ago. And, Father, what has happened 2,000 years ago, that's what determines our life, who we are and what we are. It is all by Christ, all by what he has done and what he has accomplished for us. Unlike the world, we don't believe that our destiny is what we make of it. Jesus Christ makes it. And we thank you for that. We love you, God. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.